presses. Finally, after what feels like almost a decade, Google, specifically John Mueller of Google, has finally admitted something that we in the SEO industry have known for years, but they kept saying wasn't the case. He finally admitted it in the last 24 hours. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Traffic Keys. I'm your host, Atiba. And if you're looking to drive organic traffic to your website, you're in the right place because I'm going to teach you everything that I've learned over the last 15 plus years for absolutely free. Let's jump right in to today's topic. And I'll be honest with you guys. Oftentimes when I come on, I'm usually somewhat pretty prepared on the topic that I'm going to talk about and, you know, the points that I want to make, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't just kind of like ramble on and bore you guys, right? But I just read this article, something that happened like literally in like the last 24 hours. And I was like, you guys got to know this. I got to share this right now. So if today I ramble a bit, I'm sorry. I'm just prefacing this because I am super, super excited. So let me tell you what's going on and what's happened. So in SEO in general, okay, in general, one of the things that is a major ranking factor in SEO that we've always known is how many and the quality of people that link to your website and specifically to your content. Okay. So let me give you an example. If you're writing about women's health, let's say, and Oprah Winfrey links to your, you know, the Oprah Winfrey website links to your article and says that this is a great article on women's health, Google thinks that you're a little bit more reputable because everybody knows Oprah. And if Oprah says something, it's usually pretty good. Likewise, if the CDC linked to your article, then of course, Google will say, this must be a really good article because the CDC is saying that it's something good, right? So it was the number of links that you had to your content and then the quality of those links, okay? There's a third factor, which is relevancy, but we'll cover that another time. The bottom line is that's what we've known forever. And Google's kind of played around for years about whether or not, you know, that was really a ranking factor. We know it is. And what was, and this is the big news, what was legal to do, okay? What they allowed, what they didn't mind you doing to get those links. Because let's face it, if you wrote an article, what's the chances that Oprah's going to find out about it? Like, if you just put it out there on the web, is Oprah going to, it's going to be the world's greatest article. Would Oprah ever know about it? No. How would she know about it? But you'd only know if she either, one, knew you, or two, you told her about it, right? That's really the only way that Oprah would know about that piece of content, or the CDC, or anyone else, for that matter. And so there's been this entire industry that has existed for outreach link building. Literally, when you create a piece of content, sharing it out to different networks, different people saying, hey, I just wrote this brand new piece of content that I think is really good. Take a look. If you like it and you and it relates to what you're talking about, link to it. I think it will be good for you, right? That industry has existed for a long time. And for a long time, Google has kind of hinted and said sometimes that that wasn't appropriate, or what they would call white hat, that was more gray hat or black hat SEO, right? And not white hat SEO that was right on target with their guidelines. And we've all kind of thought about this and said, but that's absolutely asinine, because how would anyone know that I just wrote this great article if I didn't tell them? So how can that be against the rules? Now, I want to be very clear. It is against the rules to pay someone to link to your article. That's against the rules. But here's what John Mueller said, and I'm going to read it. I just pulled up this article on Search Engine Journal. It was published 7 hours ago. Okay, so like this is, when I say fresh off the presses, this is truly fresh off the presses. So here's what John Mueller said. That's essentially the idea behind the kind of natural link building, okay? from our point of view, so this is from Google's point of view, it's fine. So that means it's a thumbs up. It's fine. It's white hat SEO, not gray hat. I'm wearing a gray hat today. Not gray hat, right? It's white hat SEO. It's fine to contact people and tell them, it's like, by the way, I have this great content. Maybe it's something you would appreciate for your website. That's generally fine. Those are his exact words, with all the likes and grammar issues in there, all right? Those are his exact words. So if you're in a space and you have other friends in that space, or you have suppliers or customers or other people who provide similar services or tangential services, and you create some great content, right? You create some great content. Like, for example, let's say you are in the nutrition space and you write an article about pairing nutrition with exercise, but you know a bunch of personal trainers. It's okay to let all your personal trainer friends know that you wrote this great exercise promoting personal training and exercise, and asking them, hey, if you like it, why don't you link to it from your website, from some piece of content that you do as well. Finally, the proof here in black and white. Thank you, Search Engine Journal, for publishing this. The proof here in black and white that John Mueller said this, that that's okay. For a decade, I'm not even joking, for a decade, it's been this mysterious thing like, no, you shouldn't try to build links, but we're going to judge you on how many links you have. Well, how can you judge me on something that I can't build? It never made any sense. So finally, they gave us a thumbs up to do it legally. Again, write a good piece of content. You can let people know. You can share it, okay, and say, hey, if you like it, you can link to it. But what you still cannot do, what is still not appropriate, is to write some content and then ask someone and say, hey, I will pay you if you put a link on your site back to me. That's still illegal. All right, guys. So hot off the presses, want to share this with you today. I know this is a deep dive, way deep into SEO. We haven't even talked a ton about link building recently, only some of the local SEO stuff, but I couldn't let this article pass without letting you guys know. So anyway, if you have any questions, as always, if you're on the podcast, just hit me up at hello@traffickeys.com. And I appreciate all of you who do email me and ask questions. I love answering your questions. And likewise, if you're on Facebook or if you're on YouTube, go ahead, just leave a comment. I'll get that and I'll respond right back to you as well. All right, everybody, have a great day. Talk to you later.